Because a job well done then today, Ian.
Yeah, I'm delighted, absolutely delighted. You know, it was always going to be tough after the week we've had, but we showed, as I keep saying all the time, commitment and character. It was very, very difficult. You know, it's a tough place to come. They're on the back of a bit of bad form, and those teams then become very tricky because they can, you know, they raise their game, they try extra hard, they get the shape right and work hard in training, extra hard in training to try and put it right. And so we've had that to overcome, and we've done that in abundance today.
And how pleasing the second half performance as well for you today?
Yeah, I was really pleased with the second half performance. So first off, we weren't really at the races. We were kind of just almost in a comfort zone, you know. We weren't really tested, really. Not we weren't many chances, but we weren't really sort of putting enough, what can I say, firepower into it. We weren't really front foot. I think it was a bit on the back foot and a bit like just a bit, I suppose, lethargic in a way. But then second half I had a chat with them and just said, look, put more urgency into the game and we'll come up here with a result today. And then they've done that second half.
And your thoughts on the red card?
Sending off, isn't it? It's the rules, you know. He's the last man, and that, you know, that's football, you know. Yeah, he's in on goal, and if he takes him out, he goes off. That's the rules.
Not for the first time this season, though. That's 3 wins in 7 days. You've done it again. Another terrific week for you.
It's been amazing, but it's credit to my players, you know, and my staff as well. We work hard, you know. We really are working hard to try and be competitive in every competition we enter, regardless of what it is. And I think that's 3 away wins in 3 different competitions, which is quite amazing, really, when you think of it like that. But it just goes to show, you know, the hunger we've got as a group. We want to be successful in everything we do. And if we can have a nice run in the FA Trophy along with the league and the FA Cup, then happy days, you know, it's good for the club.
And you're a round further in the FA Trophy and FA Cup, and 4 more points in the league than this time last season. It's showing great progress in all those areas so far.
Yeah, we've got to keep building, you know. We can't take our foot off the pedal. It's only a start, and we have to keep working hard, and that's the key, you know, working hard on the training ground, which we do, and trying to win football matches. And at the minute, we're finding ways to do that. Whether we play well or we don't, we're finding ways to overcome that. And, you know, credit to my boys, you know, and even the lads that come off the bench today, like Ross Lafayette again coming off the bench after the disappointment of not playing and hasn't been playing for a couple of weeks now. He shows, you know, the type of player he is and the type of players that got this club to come off the bench and score the winner for the lads.
And as far as the injuries are concerned, what's the latest there? Any news on there, do you know?
The 3 of them are not great, obviously, coming off the pitch. So we'll just have to assess it over the next couple of days. But, yeah, we're, fingers crossed they won't be too bad.
And some of your other players, like Jamie Turley, is he any closer, do you think, for getting back into the side?
Yeah, he's not far off now. I think he'll probably play. We've got Hampshire Senior Cup on Tuesday, so he'll probably play in that to give himself 90 minutes. Obviously, we had to put Dan Arden on earlier today. Dan's trained all week and come through, you know, fairly fine. He was no problem with Dan whatsoever. And then you kind of make the decision that you have to then, because someone gets injured and you bring him on, and it doesn't really pay because he gets injured again. But you can't sort of control that. It's just uncontrollable, and we're disappointed. And if he's going to be out for a long time, that would be a bit of a disappointment. But that's football.
And just a quick word on Ben Strevens. How pleased were you with how he settled in there as centre back? Not his natural position, but he plays a few, doesn't he?
He kind of reminded me of Yap Stam. No, I'm joking. No, he's done brilliant, you know. And Strevens is an experienced player, but he really did slot in lovely. Do you know what I mean? I think there was one time where he felt he must have thought he was a midfield player because he's trying to bring it down and play a short pass, and I was like, oh my God, Strevens, what are you doing? But no, he's a top man, you know. And I can ask him to do anything, and if I asked him to run for a brick wall, he'd run for a brick wall for me.